You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Chwaba.
Hi, I'm Pete Chwaba, and welcome to another Nightlight. Okay, I'm John Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
You're Gordy Young.
Yeah, I am.
And
we have Dom Lee, our producer, who is assisting,
helping us,
producing us here in Madison, Wisconsin. We're at the WMDX studios, the the mothership here in Madison, Wisconsin on State Street. Beautiful evening, downtown Madison.
Todd Alva does a show here, too.
I know. They've got a plaque here and everything for Todd.
I know. He's the big guy.
Yeah, he's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something's going on across the street at the Overture Center. There's three or four huge buses there, all kinds of people walking around.
That whole second floor is loaded with people.
They're packed over there. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
They're actually watching us.
I didn't know.
Wow, they're filling in for Pete. Yeah. Wow, this is really an event.
Sure, they're streaming it right now.
I hope we get the ticket cut on that one.
So. Pete's producer, Conrad, is with us.
Yes.
Good afternoon. Good evening, Conrad. How
Hello.
Are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How about
good.
You guys?
Real
doing
good.
Okay. Did you have a good day? What did you do? What do you do all day anyway before you do the show with Pete?
Well, if it's sad, you don't have to tell us.
today.
Why
was
would it be sad?
I don't know.
Well, why do you always go negative right away? Then we got to dig our way out of it.
Well. Okay, then hit us up.
Conrad, tell us what happened today for you.
What kind of wonderful life you have.
Well, it was a really fascinating day. I went and toured an apartment. And then I worked out and then came into the studio. So.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Why did you tour? So you have
moving.
To move?
You're moving, huh?
I'm moving across town. Yeah. I live kind of by UWGB right now. And moving a little closer to the studio.
Okay.
Are you moving further away from your fitness center where you're working out? Because is that like an excuse now? I can't go there. It's too far away. The snow drifts. I can't make my way through there.
What Actually, there's five different YMCAs just in Green Bay, so I have no excuse.
Wow. Okay.
Are there really?
Yeah. Wow. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Why would that be?
I don't know.
Well, there's an east side, a west side, a downtown side. One, a De Pere one, and then one in Suamico as well.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I don't know how many YMCAs are around Madison. There's at least two or three, right?
I don't know.
You don't know. You never went.
Right? I know there's one on the west side. That's all I know in Madison.
Okay.
So
tonight, as we're filling in for Pete Chwaba, we've got a big lineup here. This is going to be, it's going to be a little weird. Remember Art Bell, by the way? Art Bell, the radio guy?
Love that show.
This is
going to
be kind of like Art Bell's show. Because we have a UFO expert and we have a ghost expert. Mm. So we're going to go out there. We're going to explore, see what people have found.
Well, we should. We do this on this program. So, we thought we'd just try to fit in a little bit.
Sure. That's right.
Right?
Yeah. Conrad, have you ever seen a ghost or a UFO? Because that's our question of the night, right?
Yeah, it is. Mm.
I'm sorry. Got to play the question of the night theme. I'm off the track already.
Man, you are just...
All right, I'm jumping the gun.
He's the rebel here in the group.
Play the damn theme.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Okay.
All right.
What, indeed, is the question, Conrad?
Well, in honor of one of our guests, Gray Sisko, have you ever either seen a UFO or a ghost? And if so, where and when?
That's right.
Yeah, so, jump on the Civic Media text and answer that question if you've ever seen a ghost or you've seen a UFO. So Greg Sisko is our UFO expert. He's going to join us in our next hour. But Mitch Goth is the ghost expert, right? And he's going to join us in at about a half hour.
That's right. Now, how many times have anybody used voice note on this? Has anybody
on the Civic
done
Media
that,
app,
Conrad?
For Pete?
I think
anybody
there,
send voice note?
I think there was one time I saw a voice note.
All right. People are leaving voice notes now, kind of. At least Gen Z is.
Yeah. So you go on the Civic Media app.
That's right. And you find voice note right in the middle next to the text.
Yep.
So
you can send a voice note.
You can.
See what happens. Or you can just text us the regular way or give us a call on the Civic Media line, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC.
Well, you know, we do the morning show in Madison at WMDX from 6 to 8. Too early for anybody to really hear us or get up in the morning. So
it's a sleepy little town.
Yeah, it's a very sleepy town. So we get away with anything.
Yeah. So, John, have you ever seen a UFO or a ghost?
I haven't seen a UFO, but I saw a spirit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we'll talk to our guest about that.
Yeah. How about you, Conrad? Did I already ask that?
I feel like every time I thought I did see one or, you know, heard noises, I grew up with a cat, so it was probably the cat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably true. Well, you can always. Oh, that sounds like
probably
sounds like
cat.
A line in a horror movie, right?
Okay.
Oh, it's just a cat.
Yeah.
Wow. All
right.
I don't think Pete has gotten into the spirit world, has he?
Mm.
Has he seen anything? Does he follow it? Does he get into the UFO sightings as well? Does he get into all that stuff?
You know,
because we don't know.
He did. Talk a little bit once about when he was on the road and there was this place where all these comedies, you know, people stood or stayed for one of their shows and it was haunted.
Sure.
He said, and he said he did hear something, I think.
Yeah.
At night
there
was knocking on the door and there was no one there.
Wow. Okay.
So it was either, you know, a ding-dong bitch or a ghost.
Wow. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Or just, you know, a tall cat. But, works for me.
So we have some breaking entertainment news here to
pass
along.
Emergency.
Yes.
Batman speaking.
Yeah.
Warning all of you to brace yourselves for big news.
This is huge. This is huge entertainment news, and Pete Schwabe is not here.
Yeah, we're going to scoop him on this.
We're going to scoop Pete. He's probably tearing his hair out that he isn't here tonight. But Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are getting married.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, geez.
Oh.
You know.
I can't wait.
I bet Pete's putting together right now a retrospective of Taylor Swift's life.
Getting ready
and Travis Kelce's and putting all highlights together. And he tends to at least release some kind of film and at least post it at the website.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Pete will be back tomorrow night and he can have his comments, but we got the scoop
on
that.
We got the scoop on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess it broke the internet. When she announced that, yes.
Yeah, that's
there
right.
Like 20 million. What, Dom, did you say there were 20 million hits or something in a couple hours?
Was it? You
or
said
maybe,
that.
Maybe
Conrad?
You mentioned it, Conrad. Yeah.
Did you mention that, Conrad?
In
how
about
many?
3 hours, it was almost 18 million likes on her post. And what she said, her like caption said, your favorite English teacher and gym teacher are getting married.
Yeah, there you go.
What? I don't know any English or gym teachers that are billionaires, but all right.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Oh, that's sad that they get so many people to react to this.
Yeah.
You know, what empty lives they have.
Yeah. It's too bad they don't get any attention at all, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonder if they'll get married at a football stadium, maybe at in Kansas City. Just fill the place up. Make a little money on it.
We went to the Packer game. My wife and I went to a Packer game for a honeymoon.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Packers. We saw Brett Favre kind of fill in the game.
Fill in?
Yeah, he was not a starting quarterback at the time.
Oh, man. That was a long time ago.
Well,
what, like 34 years
ago? I'm probably
ago?
Getting that wrong, and my wife is tearing her hair out right now. You know, I get home, she says, well, you know, you should have told it this way, and you forgot this, and, you know, I have no memory at all.
I've noticed that about
why
you.
Why is it that women have these great memories? They can remember every detail, everything they ever want to nail you with. And then, you know, we sit there and go, did we say that? Did we do that? I don't know.
Because overall, generally speaking, they're smarter than we are. I don't know if you've ever picked up on that.
There you go.
You know, you've got all the answers right there.
He's got all the answers.
We're getting a bunch of texts right now.
Oh, we are.
People that have either seen UFOs or have seen ghosts. Christine from Slinger says, saw my sister a year after she died. It's something you never forget.
Wow. That's really cool.
Yeah. And she also saw a possible UFO, but not sure. Melissa from Willie Street here in Madison. Hi, guys. Mm-hmm. I saw three UFOs in Florida driving past Lake Okeechobee. Little white pearls flying through the clouds.
Wow. Well,
that's kind of poetic.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom says, my question is, I heard that Dundee, Wisconsin has the most UFO sightings in the state. Is that true? Well, we'll ask Greg Sisko when we talk to him in our next hour about that.
Go back to that.
Yeah. He's with an organization called MUFON, which is the Mutual UFO Network, and that's been around for, I don't know, 30 years. They study UFO sightings. They use civilian volunteers, and he's been doing it a long time.
Well,
he's very much a skeptic, by the way,
yeah,
to pick these things apart, but he does run across a few cases where they cannot explain, and it, you know, looks like, well, that could be true, UFO.
Well, a lot of people are saying, well, these guys must be old fogies because they're still using the old term UFOs.
Oh, yeah. What is it now? What is it?
AFPs?
ADP? I don't know.
Why did they have to change it?
I don't know.
That's the question.
All right. We have a couple of calls. Okay, I guess we have Mark on the line here.
Yep.
I think we've got a couple of minutes. Let's see what Mark is up to. Good evening, Mark. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Yeah, guys, on a lighter side, Charlie Kirk had to insert himself here, and he thinks that now Taylor Swift is going to be a submissive to her husband, going to be a trad wife, It's just pathetic. I mean, here's a guy who's been submissive to whoever's on the right wing his entire life. I mean, that one of Trump's, that willing to suck up to whatever conservative guy.
And
he feels it necessary to insert himself into this thing. And I think, wonderful for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Yeah, good for them.
And good for them. And I hope they have a long and happy marriage. And that, but for Charlie Kirk they want to own Taylor Swift. And I mean, like Donald Trump wants to own every woman out there. And he's just as pathetic as Donald Trump.
Well, I don't know. Now you're making me think of Charlie Kirk every time I hear Taylor Swift's name now.
sorry about that, guys.
All right, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. He's jumped on that bandwagon right away, hasn't he? Jeez.
Well, it's big entertainment news. So, yeah. You know. Did she get a ring yet? Everybody's going to want to see the ring. Got to have a ring.
Yeah.
Did she get a ring?
Yeah,
Conrad?
It's a pretty big ring.
Yeah, I bet it is. Looks like a Super Bowl ring.
Really? We'll have to put that on the website here.
Yeah.
On the Nightlight website. Okay, well, that's good. What else we got?
Well, it looks like we won't be talking about the Museum of Broadcast Communications in Chicago. We've run out of time.
Well, we can get to it. We can get to it after we take a little time out here. Yeah, they've moved to a new location. We've been there.
You and I went there. This is one field trip we ever went on.
That was
together.
Like 30 years ago.
I know.
And they've moved a couple of times.
Remember
since
we ran out of pot and we had to
we had to score on the south side.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, was that time or that was some other time?
Okay. That was another time.
Okay. Well, we're just getting started on this Tuesday night. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young in for Pete Schwabe on Nightlight. Inviting your phone calls and texts. You can call us 855-752-4842. Back with more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Wake up.
Civic Media Radio Network. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. We are filling in for Pete Schwabe. This is John and Gordy in the morning, and we're doing the evening shift.
Yep. Double shift again today. We did it yesterday. We're doing it today. But Pete will be back tomorrow evening.
The late shift.
We don't know where he went.
No, it's a secret.
Undisclosed location somewhere.
He won't tell us.
No.
You know, we'll probably reveal where he is, and then, you know, fandom. You know, it's not an easy life.
Yeah.
You know?
We do have a question of the night.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a UFO or have you ever seen a ghost? Kind of a two for one question tonight. Yeah. And you can, we've already gotten a bunch of texts. So you can be a part of that. Get on the Civic Media app and text us your answer to that.
Of course, I have my story, you know, when I saw an apparition. So we'll get to that.
We'll save that when we introduce our guest here in about 10, 15 minutes.
All right.
Mitch Goth is
here. We were talking about the Museum of Broadcast Communications in Chicago. That's been out of business since 2023.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a museum. Come on.
It was great.
It was saving everything. Yeah.
We went there.
Great pictures.
Together many years
microphones,
ago.
All the old equipment.
Old cameras, old TVs. It was really cool.
And a lot of radio legends were honored down there.
Radio and TV and so, even puppet shows, things like that, kids shows.
It was so easy to cast us aside. Huh?
So now they're reopened in Chicago, the Museum of Broadcast.
Well, it's going to open in October, I believe the 24th of October. And it coincides with the 100th anniversary of Johnny Carson's birth.
Oh, is that right?
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I did see a picture of it. They had a display in Johnny Carson. It was all the late night hosts at the front door there. So it's an actual museum again, or is it just a virtual museum?
Get this. The museum is returning in pop-up form.
Okay.
So it's going to pop up on 440 West Randolph Street.
Okay, right
sure
downtown.
That is.
Yeah, it's downtown.
And the pop-up will last until January of 2027.
Mm.
The evolution of late-night television is the exhibit.
Well, that'll be interesting.
75 years of the genre. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's going to obviously highlight Steve Allen, who I loved watching.
Oh, Steve Allen was great.
He was really great.
Mm.
Jack Parr, didn't know that much about him, but I did watch him.
Yeah, Parr was kind of political. He had a lot of Northeast political folks on there.
Arsenio Hall, Conan O'Brien really...
Terrific.
...was fantastic.
Yeah,
really was.
Letterman.
And Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're dedicated all to late night TV.
That's right. That's right.
So again, we were talking about the big breaking news: Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Well, just happened to bring something in.
Yeah, we've got something on.
Charlie Behrens, you know Charlie real well,
don't
you?
We had him. We've talked to him a couple of times. In fact, he appeared at the comedy club two floors below us. Here.
Yes.
Saw him that night for a while.
He's been on with Pete, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I've seen him perform a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's great. So what is he
scoop with Taylor Swift.
All
so why don't we check that out? Let's listen.
All right. Conrad, you got that cut?
Is that cut 12?
Yes.
Okay. Just make
Go
check.
Ahead.
Okay.
Push the button.
Folks, we have Taylor from Minnesota in the studio right now. She just got into an accident. Taylor, what happened?
I was driving down the road the other day.
Were you in your station wagon or your van?
I was in my van, and this deer...
Jeepers, cripes, we got a deer story, folks. Hang on to your butt.
This dang deer just jumped out in front of my van.
Oh.
I didn't even know what was going on, because I don't know if I swerve, then I might go off the road and hit a snowdrift.
Yeah, and then you really screw the poop.
If I hit the deer, then I got that on my mind all day, I got to clean off my car.
Well, that is why you carry the second ice scraper. Now, what's the state of your minivan?
There's possible dents.
I hope you got the gecko.
And I was late to pick Jimmy up, and he's like, Mom, you're late, and he's just, you know, nagging at me the whole rest of the day, and it's all because of this dang deer.
Shake it off and watch out for deer. Sorry, too soon.
Too soon. Yeah, that was way too soon. She does a great Minnesota accent.
Yeah.
She did that crazy accent a long time ago.
Was an early video, I think.
It was an early video, and it was edited together by Charlie Behrens.
Yeah.
And it was an amazing thing. No one expected it. She just told that story in that accent. Everybody was just breaking up because they weren't ready for it at all.
Yeah.
That was on BBC.
Is it really?
Yeah, it was on BBC Radio.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So Charlie, he does a podcast that's on the Civic Media Radio Network on Saturdays at noon. And it's a funny little podcast. It's kind of behind the scenes.
Is it the Manitowoc Minute?
He has the Manitowoc Minute. He still does that. He does a lot of other videos as well, and he works with his brothers. I think one of his brothers is a comedian, if not a couple of them. And it's
my cousin's a comedian.
Yeah, that's right. Jeff Cesario, right?
That's right, Jeff Cesario.
It's been a long time since you've seen him or talked to him or had any contact with him, right?
It's been since we were little kids. So I would say maybe the early 60s, something like that at the latest.
Was there a restraining order involved with Jeff and you?
What I was told was that he was much younger than me. And, you know, I was the bigger kid and I didn't want to hang out with the little kid. And we hated visiting relatives anyway as kids, so we just disappeared. We went our separate ways. I never really talked to him, so now I'm trying to get in touch with him.
Didn't we have him on one time on the radio show?
We did.
The 90s?
He was filling in for a lot of people in Chicago radio.
Yeah.
And I heard him, and I asked him, hey, why don't you appear on our morning show? And he did.
He said,
and,
who are you again?
And I said, boy, it'd be great if I knew somebody in a major market that could get me a job. And he says, yeah, that would be nice. And then that was about it. Pete, by the way, has tried to get us together to appear on his radio show together. Yeah. And he never got back to Pete.
Yeah. So, okay, well, that's Pete a sad
story. Pete thinks he just blew a friend off. That was it.
Okay. We've got Mitch Groth in the studio
Mitch
here.
Mitch Groth is here. He's got his
and
book
on. Coming up next, right around the corner here. And it's John and Gordy filling in for Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Nightlight, Pete Schwabe. Pete Schwabe is missing.
He's disappeared.
Yeah. And we can't find him.
He was here a couple of days ago. We haven't seen him since.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Well, it happens to some radio people sometimes.
I was going to say, it's not unusual.
It's John Peterson and Gordy Young filling in for Pete Schwabe. He'll be back tomorrow, he says. You know, left a note, I guess. We have a question of the night. Have you ever seen a UFO or have you ever seen a ghost? And we picked those two. It's a double question.
If so, where?
Yeah, and when.
Or when.
Yeah, we'd like to hear your stories. We've gotten a bunch of texts. And we have two guests tonight. Greg Sisko will join us in our next hour. He's our UFO expert. And right now, we have Mitch Goth, who is with the organization. Is it Haunted Us? Is that what it is?
Haunted U.S.
Haunted U.S.
Yes.
Okay. What is Haunted U.S. all about? Do you do ghost hunting? What is it?
Well, more than ghost hunting, we are paranormal researchers. And our goal is to share America's haunted places with everybody. Tell their stories, their history, and their paranormal claims, and get them out so that folks who enjoy ghost stories can learn all about these places, even if they're far away or even if they're closer to home than they might initially think.
What got you interested in all this? Yeah. You know, what lured you into this haunted occupation
stuff?
So when I was growing up was right around the time when ghost hunters and ghost adventures really started to pop up on TV.
Yeah. Sure.
And funny story, I didn't watch those shows at all.
No.
I didn't really put much stock in it at all.
Yeah.
It was just kind of a piece of entertainment that was on one of the many channels on TV. Maybe I caught an episode here or there.
Yeah.
But I actually moved in next door to a ghost hunter when I was about 14. And a friend of mine... you know, it was a friend of mine and their family. They were all ghost hunters, which was news to me.
Wow,
I had known this person for a couple of years.
Crazy.
Never knew that they went out ghost hunting, but their whole family made weekends of it a lot of the time. And so, you know, a couple of months later, they came over and they asked, you want to go ghost hunting this Saturday?
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, well, I don't have anything else going on this Saturday, so mm-hmm. I might as well, you know, fun way to spend a weekend,
sure.
one individual weekend in yeah. my life. And I went out with them, and we stopped in a place in Beloit,
yeah.
An old mansion turned restaurant, and it was abandoned when we went there, so it was old and spooky and empty. And I had some one-of-a-kind experiences there that kind of hooked me into the whole paranormal world, and I've been doing it ever since.
Was okay. was it EVPs, or was it a visual at all?
So that night, that particular night, it was all audio. EVP is the recording of those anomalous events, mm-hmm. and unfortunately, it was my first time. I didn't have an audio recorder
yeah.
handy, so.
Yeah.
But everyone else with me was all well equipped, and one of the things they gave me was essentially a bionic ear, almost kind of like what you use for bird watching.
Mm-hmm.
And I plugged it in my ear and just kind of listened. And EVP sessions formed the structure of their entire investigation. And EVP sessions are asking questions to the ghosts that might be in a place and waiting okay. for them to respond. So you will ask a question, you know, is anybody here, to what looks like an empty room?
Yeah.
And you'll wait for 30 seconds, a minute. Mm-hmm. And then you'll just yeah. ask another question, and it's on the audio recording that you're taking
mm-hmm.
where the spirit voices supposedly manifest.
Okay.
But if you're wearing a bionic ear like I was, you might hear those voices in real time.
Yeah.
And so while these questions were going on, I was just kind of sitting and listening. I was sitting on the stairwell of this two-story building, listening down to the first floor where the bar had once been. Now it's just a big old empty room. But as questions started to go on, I started to hear more and more from downstairs where mm-hmm. nobody was.
Really?
But it wasn't just one voice. I couldn't pick anything out, and it grew and it grew. And it took me a long time to figure out. I stopped listening to my friend's questions completely
yeah.
because I was enthralled by what this background noise I was hearing was. And I figured that it was the sound of like overlapping conversation, like a bar full of people.
Sure, really.
But that was the sound that was rising up from downstairs, and except there wasn't a soul down there, not one.
Well, okay, yeah, at what point did you freak out, yeah. throw the earpiece down,
and
run away?
Run away.
What is really, this all happened the first time?
The very first time. I was honestly more dumbfounded.
Yeah.
I went out fully not expecting to experience anything. To experience something, I was a bit more, you know, startled, shocked. That something is actually okay. happening. This is you know, not at all what I expected, but I guess it was run of the mill for them, and mm-hmm. They were very professional about it. They tried their darndest to capture it on their recorders, and I think they had four or five recorders running that night, and they all went back and tried to see and tried to check. It did not materialize on any recording, but. You know,
but you were hooked.
Yes, and that was.
Now, what is EVP? What is it?
Yeah, that is electronic voice phenomenon.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now I understand that you use a ghost box or
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
It's a white noise machine.
So the ghost box or the spirit box.
Spirit box.
The spirit box is the modern name, but both names are interchangeable. Basically, it is a radio. It mm-hmm. is which I'm sure you guys are familiar with. It is it's a traditional AM/FM radio.
Okay.
And they followed the same standard ever since they were invented, back in the early 2000s, or you know, modified, I suppose.
Did you ever find that maybe the stations were a little too strong for that?
Yes.
Voice box station.
Yes, absolutely. If you are
so, which is better, AM or FM?
In my opinion, AM, because it tends to have less activity and more flat white noise,
okay.
but it really depends on where you're at geographically and where you're at in a building,
yeah.
because you're exactly right. If you're in a city with a lot of radio stations,
yeah.
all you're going to hear are, you know, what's coming up next on 101.5 or something yeah. similar
yeah.
like that.
Right.
But maybe you are way out in the countryside where there aren't many, or maybe you are way out in the countryside in an old building in the mm-hmm. basement, in a sub-basement where really nothing, no radio frequencies can really reach, and you're mm-hmm. still hearing some odd activity and some yeah. odd voices. And I know some people who put them into Faraday cages. The whole radio, whole operation, dropped them in a Faraday cage.
Well, so, okay, I don't know what a Faraday cage. What is that?
A Faraday cage is a structure that you build to keep out electromagnetic and radio waves.
So okay.
If you own a microwave at home,
yeah.
you see the window in it, and it's got mm-hmm. the weird kind of textured the mesh on the inside.
Yeah.
That is a Faraday cage.
Okay.
To help keep the energy inside from leaking out. And the same concept goes the opposite way. If you put a radio in a Faraday cage, you know, it doesn't matter if you're standing right next to a radio tower, it's not going to pick up anything.
And that works better?
It's theorized that it should obviously cut out the interference. Yeah. And then whatever you hear, if you hear a voice coming through,
yeah.
it adds an extra layer of, you know, well, we did our due diligence. So what is that?
Yeah. Well, I went to a website where you can buy all that equipment.
Yeah.
Ghost something or other. I can't remember what it is, but my kid was very much into this, and we did a little ghost hunting here mm-hmm. and there. And I realized one thing, you know, you always see abandoned houses, you know, as you travel.
Yes.
And we went into one of those abandoned houses, and I realized at that point that really it may not be haunted. It's just abandoned.
You know? Yes. Yes.
So you really have to go to places that are haunted in order to get any kind of reaction.
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of places that look haunted are simply just empty. You
yeah.
know, you could take almost any building at all and, you know, shut the lights off and mm-hmm. leave it empty for a couple months
yeah.
and it will just get that kind of vibe to it. It's the eerie. It's yep. just eerie seeing a place that should have people in it that doesn't.
We're talking with Mitch Goth. He's with Haunted US, and we're taking your calls. If you want to chime in here, or if you have a ghost story to tell, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app.
All right. Well, Mitch has a book, 30 yes. Haunted Nights in Wisconsin. Yes. Give us a clue. Tell
yeah,
us what that's all about.
Yeah. So Haunted US, as the broader organization, the broader website, mm-hmm. is all about bringing you stories, ghost stories from around the United States. But okay. we wanted to really focus in on our home state, myself and my co-author's home state, yeah. Wisconsin, and really dig in deep to the lore and the hauntings and bring something new, you know, because you can get a lot of ghost stories on hauntedus.com, but we wanted to bring something a little extra to the table and offer something extra special to
yeah.
the people of Wisconsin. And so that became 30 Haunted Nights in Wisconsin. And that is 30 different haunted locations all right here in America's Dairyland that are said to be some of the most haunted places in the state and in the United States of America.
Right. Well, you had a link at that site, and there was a link. Was that a review or just a part of your book?
Which link was that?
It was talking about the Berlin Tannery.
Yes, that is, I believe that's an excerpt on our website.
Okay, all right. Yeah, it came across like that.
Yes.
And it was really interesting. I looked it up on a map. I mm-hmm. know exactly where it is. It's just north of the river.
Yep.
What was your experience there?
Oh, the Berlin Tannery was an unbelievable experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got there, and I had heard about the Berlin Tannery a good deal. They had done, they had been a haunted house for about 10 years. From the mid-2010s up until when we got there around 2024. And they had their share of paranormal claims for many years. But I hadn't heard much in the last few years about, you know, what was going on at the tannery. You know, were they still doing ghost hunts? Were they still being a haunted house every Halloween?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I really wanted to get the inside scoop
right.
about what was going on there. And we got there, and this building, from the outside, it's this big red brick structure with few windows. For folks out there who might not know what a tannery is literally a leather factory. So cow skin, fresh,
yeah.
bloody cow skin goes yeah. in one side
yeah.
and cured leather comes out the other.
Right.
So it, and the intricacies of leather tanning were a mystery to me when I got there. And immediately we met the owner, Dan, who said, take all the photos you want, you know, any questions you've got,
mm-hmm.
you know, feel free to ask them. And we got all of our photos of the outside, and we asked him, you know, do you have time to show us what the inside of this building looks like?
Yeah.
And he said, absolutely. So we walk in, and the main area, the building that you see from the outside, this red brick, is all filled with props for the haunted house that are just waiting to be set up for next season.
Oh, okay.
and so we traverse this area, and we're like, this is pretty neat. You
yeah.
know, you can sort of see spaces on the floor where machinery used to be. And then Dan tells us, wait until you see the basement.
Okay.
And so we head Wow. We head down to the basement of this
I'm
old.
I'm getting scared now.
This old leather factory, the skin factory is what I've taken to calling it.
Okay. And
the whole place just opens wide up. It is this huge, huge open chamberous space, room.
Yeah.
And it actually leads to basically every other building on the block in Berlin. This entire block is the tannery.
Wow.
And so you're kind of deceived from the outside that just this one section is the whole building. Mm. But really, the entire city block is this massive facility. And once you get down into the many levels of basements that are there, you get to see ovens, like huge building-sized ovens, just filled with meat hooks.
Wow.
Huge dryers built of wood, also filled with meat hooks.
Did you see haunted cows or anything like that?
You know?
Ghostly cows.
Really? Interestingly, no. I was kind of hoping for a cow moo somewhere. Yes, I wanted to hear... The cries of some long lost cow who didn't want to be made into leather echoing through this massive saw factory.
But you got to finish the story right after this break. Okay.
Yeah. All right. We're talking with Mitch Goth. He is with Haunted US, and he's got a great book out. What's the name of the book?
It is 30 Haunted Nights in Wisconsin.
All right. We will continue with our ghost stories. And if you have one, you can call us on the Civic Media Radio Network line, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. Yeah. Coming right back with Nightlight.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is Nightlight. John and Gordy filling in on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Where's Pete Schwab?
With our special guest, Mitch Goth, author, and he's got a book entitled 30 Haunted Nights in Wisconsin. We were just in the middle of a story where he's in a tannery and about to be stampeded by
by dead
a ghostly
cows,
herd.
Ghostly
it's ghost
cows.
Riders in the sky, you know? So,
okay.
So, yes. Now continue the story. You're in this big vacant basement with ovens in it and hooks.
Yes.
What happened?
So... we are traversing this darkness. The owner of the building, Dan, is just, he's the only one with a flashlight.
Oh,
and you know, the darkness just kind of seeps into the light. The flashlight doesn't venture very far, but we are still trying to get our photos. I'm there interviewing Dan. I've got my notebook out, writing by this teeny tiny glimmer of light, writing down everything he says. And he just keeps showing us, you want to see what's behind this door?
Wow.
And it's a whole new swath of this factory. And then at the far end of the drying room where they would hang the skins, there's another door.
Oh, man.
Wait till you see what's behind this door. And it's the boiler room where these gigantic pieces of machinery are just lying in rust and decay.
Wow.
And then... you know, at this point, we have no idea where we are.
Yeah.
We know we're in this building somewhere.
Right.
We are in Berlin, Wisconsin still.
They've left
that
a lot of people down there.
Yes. And finally we cross over this basement catwalk, which is just kind of sitting there almost. Mm-hmm. It, you walk up these stairs and there's a catwalk there.
Okay.
And we walk across this catwalk to a garage door. He's like, wait until you see what's behind this door. And he pulls it open and there's our car. We're back. We're right back where we started.
Oh,
okay. Really?
What?
So he just set you up.
He said,
with
see
all
you later, guys.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah, in classic haunted house fashion.
Yeah.
You know, because this is the bread and butter of this creepy factory building is haunted house. And, you know, when they opened it as a haunted house, that's when people started saying, you know, who was that in that area? Or that person really scared me.
Uh-huh.
And the haunt actors and the owner were like, I don't know anybody like that. There wasn't anybody over
there.
So there are some real ghosts in here.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, John, why don't you tell your ghost story?
Yeah, you're from Janesville.
Yes.
Mitch, and I used to visit down there, worked on a farm, a friend of my parents, and I was just kind of crawling around on the floor. I was very young, you know, 6 or 7 years old, something like that, and I was watching Invaders from Mars on TV.
Okay.
Black and white, of course. And everything in the room was ancient. The wallpaper was ancient. Everything was really old. And they had a pantry, two doors, pantry, off the living room. And it was always closed, always locked, but it was open this time. The door was just ajar. And I thought, well, I can get in there. So I'm crawling on the floor and I'm moving around in that room. And it was just every junk. It was a storage room of, you know, clothes and boxes. And I saw this really interesting cloth, this grayish cloth. And I started pulling on it and, you know, and I looked up and there is this man looking down at me.
Oh.
And I completely freaked out, completely. I was screaming. I left that room. I ran into the other room where my parents were and the people that owned the house. I told them what I had seen, who I had seen, the description, and they said it was very much the description of their late grandfather. And that was it. I mean, I don't think they were ever kidding me because I kept asking them through the years, many of the years, and they never took it back. They never broke my little my frightened moment. So I think I really saw something.
Is that an apparition or is that a, what is that?
That would be an apparition. Okay. You saw their features and you could readily describe it in a way where someone else would say, that sounds like a familiar person.
Exactly.
That is an apparition. That is a vivid ghost.
But I pulled on cloth, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Okay. And that is, you know, it's not something that really happens often. That's a very unique ghost story, but you know, ghosts manifesting in something that's actually physical is a story that you might hear now and again. So it's not without precedent.
Well, there you go.
All right, we just have a couple of minutes left. You got one more quick one, Mitch?
Sure.
Another story?
Yeah, absolutely.
Lay it on us.
All right. So I guess the best story I can pull immediately from 30 Haunted Nights in Wisconsin.
Your book?
Yes, okay. The book, 30 Haunted Nights in Wisconsin, comes from actually the very first chapter. So if you buy this book and you crack it open, it's the very first ghost story you'll read.
Okay.
And that is for Shaker's Cigar Bar in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
And when we went there, they're very into their ghost stories. They have neon lights of ghosts all over.
Yeah.
So they were very excited to show us around, and we were very excited to hear the stories. And there are reports on every floor, mainly the basement. There are a lot in the basement. And so what ended up happening is they spent a lot of time in the basement really taking us through everything, and we got everything that we wanted. But then we went upstairs, and they kind of glanced over the second floor because there was a murder on the third floor.
Okay.
And so they really wanted to take us to the third floor and tell us that story too. But as we were heading up the stairs, you know, I was stopping to take notes on what the tour guide was saying, and Brandon was taking photos, my co-author Brandon, and suddenly Brandon just exclaims, like, what? And everybody just kind of stops, like, what's going on? And he's like, somebody just walked into my shot up the stairs.
Oh.
And
wow.
And he maintains to this day that once again he saw a vivid apparition of a woman in a late 1800s, early 1900s dress. And funny story, it seemed to match the general description of the third floor murder.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
What cigar shop was this?
That is Shaker's Cigar Bar.
Is it still around?
It is. You can go there, smoke a stogie inside.
Well, you know, it seems like that spirit does not like the third floor.
No. It seemed like they were trying to keep us away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like that.
That's it.
Well, Mitch Goth, this has been fascinating.
Yeah, and a lot of fun, too.
And again, the name of the book?
Name of the book is 30 Haunted Nights in Wisconsin.
And the best place, website to go to, Facebook, whatever you got?
Yep. You can find us on hauntedus.com. Okay. We have a new location featured every Thursday. Yeah. And, of course, you can get the book on Amazon. And if you want to follow us, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, HauntedUS.
We are going to do that, and we'll have you back.
Yep. Thank you, Mitch. Okay, we're coming back with more of Nightlight, and our guest in our next hour, UFO expert Greg Sisko. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.